another in a series of programs for the first, second, and third grade students of Kanawha County Schools, presented by the Junior League of Charleston, the Kanawha County Board of Education, and WCHS. Programs are heard in school classrooms where children draw pictures or engage in various projects relating to the broadcasts. Today's script was written by Margie McDavid and is entitled Snow. And now, musical pictures. Hello, boys and girls. Say, did you ever wake up early one morning and have a wonderful feeling that this was going to be a very special day? Well, why don't you pretend, along with me, that today is just such a special day? Here we are, in our bedroom at home, yawning and rubbing our eyes and trying to think what might be so special about this particular day. Shh! What's that noise outside? Huh? Why, it sounds like the scraping of metal up against the sidewalk. Oh, it must be. Could it possibly be? Quick, run to the window and open the curtains. It is. It's the man next door shoveling snow. Look at the ground all around him. Beautiful, wonderful, fluffy snow. And as far as you can see, to the right and to the left, why, the whole world must be covered with white icing and lace. Truly, this is going to be a very special day. And best of all, it's still snowing. Millions of little snowflakes are dancing in the sky, swirling and dipping in the wind. Listen to Debussy's The Snow is Dancing, and see if it doesn't help you to see those lovely little snowflakes whirling in the wind. Mustn't waste a minute of this special snowy day. Get out of those pajamas and into your warmest clothes. Button up that coat, pull on your mittens and hat, and don't forget your boots, because we're going outside to explore that wonderful white fairyland world. And I have a surprise for you. We are going by sleigh, a real sleigh, pulled by two frisky white horses with tiny silver bells tied to their harnesses. So is everybody ready to go now? Okay, hop up into the sleigh and snuggle close together. Cover your legs with the blanket. It's going to get mighty cold as we ride along. Here we go! And while we ride, let's listen to a piece of music just about such a sleigh as ours. It's written by the Russian composer and is called Troika, which means sleigh in Russian. Let's see if you can hear the bells tinkle and the pounding of the horse's hooves muffled by the snow on the ground. And see if you can feel the cold, biting wind nip at your nose and bring tears to your eyes. Tchaikovsky's Troika. Thank you. stopping now. We must have ridden further than it seemed. Look where we are, out in the snow-covered woods. Have you ever seen such a beautiful sight? Just look around. Every tree and bush is covered with glistening diamonds. Their limbs bow to the ground under the weight of the heavy white blanket. And look, what are those strange little marks in the snow over there? What do you say? Let's hop out of the sleigh and examine them closer. Hmm? Why, they look like little animal footprints. Let's follow them and see if we can find the animals that made them. Wait, wait, I see them. Look over there in that thicket. Deer, little fawns, running and leaping in the snow. They're having a wonderful time. You know, I guess animals love to play in the snow as much as we do. Listen to this music called The Entrance of the Little Fawns and see if you can see the little deer romping in the snow. Never even noticed us. They were having such a good time. In fact, did you realize that we've been so busy seeing the beautiful sights that we haven't even had the chance to romp in the snow ourselves? There are so many things to do when it snows. We can run in it, roll in it, jump in it, walk on it, slide on it, ski in it, draw on it with a stick, make a fort, throw snowballs, make ice cream. Why, it's even fun just to sit in it and watch it falling. What would you like to do? How about making a snowman? Hmm? All right, let's roll two great big snowballs. Bigger. Bigger. Oh, bigger. Much bigger. Oh, that's big enough. Now, don't forget to put in some stones for his eyes and mouth and buttons. And here are some twigs we can use for his arms. Oh, how happy he looks. Don't you wish he could stay right here the year round and never melt? Oh, goodness, look what time it is. We've been enjoying the snow so much we must have lost all track of time. Daylight is fading fast and the bright white world is changing. Notice how very quiet and peaceful it is now. Sleepy shadows are all about. Even in the darkness, there is shimmering beauty everywhere. Notice how the moonlight shining on the snow occasionally catches a little snowflake shivering and throws out a little flicker of light. You know, we must be getting home to our cozy houses and warm fireplaces. But as we go, let's not miss one single sight of this peaceful night. Let's listen to a selection called Nocturne from Chopin's Les Sylphides and picture all the beauty of this lovely snow-filled evening. I think you'll agree with me that this lovely sight is a good way to end our very special snowy day. Boys and girls, now that our snowy adventure has come to an end, it's time to think back of all the exciting things we have done and seen together and draw your favorite snow picture. So I'll say goodbye until next week and leave you to recreate this very special snowy day on paper. Goodbye and have fun with snow. This has been another musical pictures program for students in the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools. Today's in-school listening program was entitled Snow and was written by Margie McDavid. This is Ned Scaff speaking. Musical Pictures is presented by the Junior League of Charleston and Kanawha County Schools and is heard each Wednesday at 9:15 a.m., 2:15 p.m. And it's another free educational presentation of WCHS News Radio, 580 Charleston, West Virginia.